In the previous discourse, gospel snippet, I spoke on Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. I want to turn now to another place in Zechariah, chapter 3, and verses 3 to 5. I do so because Zechariah 13, 1 speaks of the pardon of sin, and Jesus will pardon and wash every sinner who trusts him, his precious blood. But that's not the end of the story. That's not all Jesus does for poor sinners. You see, poor sinners, and I'm a poor sinner and so are you, all of us are sinners, we're not only needing pardon, we need righteousness. You see, we are in our own righteousness as filthy rags. Isaiah says it, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags or menstruous cloths, objectionable to God. We need a perfection of righteousness, and that righteousness is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Zechariah chapter 3 speaks in a picture form of the taking off of the old filthy garments and the putting on of a new, clean, perfect, righteous garment. It's an illustration of what Christ will do for every sinner who trusts him. He will take away all the filthiness, the unrighteousness, and clothe with the perfection of his own righteousness. Jeremiah 23, verse 6, the Lord, our righteousness, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is righteous as God, but he came into the world as man, and he lived under the law, and he lived a perfect life. And that perfection of righteousness is laid to the account of every sinner who trusts him. The pardon comes through the washing in the blood of Christ, and the perfection comes through being clothed with the righteousness of Christ. Now, Zechariah predicted it. Jeremiah predicted it. But Christ came and accomplished it. Now, my dear friend, I urge you, I plead with you, if you have never come to Christ to be clothed with his righteousness, but you're seeking to appear before God in your own unrighteousness, your self-righteousness, give it up now and come to Jesus. He will wash you from your sins, Zechariah 13, verse 1. But he will clothe you with his perfect righteousness. Oh, come to him now. Be clothed in the righteousness of Christ, I plead with you. I urge you to come now. That's why I'm doing this little clip. I want you to come. I want you to be right with God, both now and forever. So come. Come to Jesus Christ now and be clothed in his perfect righteousness. Amen. Amen.